Hello, this is the Friar, and we are continuing our Rosary Marathon on the Friar. Today is Monday, May 3rd, 2021. So glad to have you join us. We have had people from all over the world joining us on this podcast. It's been really, really humbling for me to see how many people have been touched by our praying of the Rosary together. Just a reminder before we begin that you can subscribe to our podcast by going to thefriar.org, and you'll see all kinds of podcast providers. You can sign up for our newsletter also by going to thefriar.org, entering your email address, and clicking subscribe to our website, which would be great. And if you do happen to subscribe to our podcast, do take a moment to give us a rating. It helps us to be found by others, and that just makes me happy. So there you are. All of those things are important, though. I really would encourage you to do that if you would. Contrary to what some may think, there really is no right or wrong way to grieve. In fact, when someone dies, we simply grieve. At first, we may feel quite sad, overwhelmed, and maybe even depressed. We ask ourselves what life means now, because our loved one no longer lives here on earth. Not knowing what else to do, we pray and welcome the support of loved ones. After this initial grief, we may find there is simply no rhyme nor reason to when we feel sad, when we laugh, and when we might even do both at the same time. The pandemic brought us a new type of suffering and grieving as far as death was concerned. Often, when a loved one dies, the members of the family can surround the loved one. I know this was the case for me when my father died. But due to the risk of transmission to healthcare workers and other patients in the hospital, it was too often the case those who died did so alone. The number of visitors was severely limited. As difficult as the death of a loved one due to COVID was, it was made more difficult by the distance that was created by the virus itself. It becomes important, however, to rely on our faith. We are part of a great mystical body. Our community is created not only with physical or geographic proximity, but with spiritual proximity as well. When we lift up loved ones in prayer, we are closer to them than we could be physically, because both we and they are brought into the presence of God. As we continue the Rosary Marathon, we pray for all those who have not been able to say goodbye to their deceased loved ones. Just a reminder, if you go to our website, you can pray an audio version of the Rosary. You can pray an audio version of the Dominican Rosary, which is a little bit different. Or you could pray an audio version of the Lasallian Rosary, which is also a little bit different. And just a reminder that if you want to pray live with the 30 shrines around the world that are praying, today it is the shrine in Nigeria that is going to be praying. You can go to Vatican News where they will broadcast the live praying of the Rosary. That is at 11 a.m. Central, 1700 hours GMT, and take advantage of that if you can. Thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Let us pray for each other, and may God bless you.